you're kind of looking in the mirror stylistically, and it'll be interesting to see that like versus like matchup.
That's what scares me a little bit, because I do think these two teams are going to try to play similar ways, and it's going to be an up and down game. A lot of shots are going to go up, quick pace, and this Bama team just has more experience doing it. They've got a lot of guys back. They've got a veteran point guard in Mark Sears, who's a lot more experienced than what Kasperis Jakaciūnas is going to be, for as much talent as he has. And obviously just a roster that is far more familiar playing that style under that head coach than what Illinois is. So if you're telling me these two teams are just going to try to do it better than the other one, I'd lean Bama, especially in Birmingham. But for Illinois, we're really going to get to see how much has their defense improved from that Ole Miss game. I think that's the biggest thing we're going to learn. It's going to be really the biggest key in this game, is can you limit Alabama offensively enough to where you can find a way to win this game? I think Illinois is going to have plenty of avenues to score. But the two biggest things for me, one, can Kylan Boswell slow down Sears? Sears hasn't erupted yet. He's still averaging like 18 points a game, but he could erupt last year for 30-plus in games. And even when he's not erupting, his penetration inside and his ability to get paint touches and then spray it out to their shooters, and now that you have a roll threat, you can put him in some pick and rolls with Cliff Amori and roll him to the rim. Like, Kylan Boswell needs to shut him off as much as he can. Stay in front of him, continue to play at the high level that he's played defensively. He's going to get a far bigger test on that end than he's gotten against any of these first three opponents. And that is a huge matchup in this game, is can Kylan really slow down Sears and make some of Alabama's other guys beat Illinois, slow down some of that penetration that allows them to get the looks they do. And the number two is, can you not foul if you're Illinois? Because if you look at this Alabama team, under Oates, they've been a team that gets to the line all the time. I think this year they're top 50 in free throw attempt rate so far. They got to the line a ton against Purdue even. And we could start to see Illinois' true depth get tested here. Like, if Thomas Lavovicic gets two fouls, gets in foul trouble, you have to go to Merez Johnson. If some of your guards get in foul trouble, have to come off the floor. And that's the big thing, too, is if you're fouling a lot, if you're putting Alabama on the free throw line, if they're really getting inside and pressuring the rim on you, that's something Illinois needs to avoid, is getting foul happy. They haven't done it so far, but you've had opponents that really aren't going to force that issue all that much. You've had opponents that in Illinois-style defense are going to settle for some of those tougher mid-range shots. Alabama's not going to take any of those. They're going to take a three, or they're going to pound it right at the rim and make you foul them, and Illinois is going to have to hold up. Avisic is going to get a huge test in terms of what his rim protection looks like, his ability to help, and I'm a little concerned about it, but to me, we're going to learn a lot. Has Illinois' defense truly taken a step forward? Because Ole Miss did whatever they want, got any open shot they wanted, got to the free throw line on you in that exhibition game, and now you're going to get a team that is a lot better even than they are offensively at their best.
That's probably the most interesting question going into this game, in my opinion, is how much better is Illinois' defense from that showing in Oxford about a month ago till now? It,